Blog Talk Radio.
To Mystical Musings with Mary Brown on the PsychicTalk.net network, Psychic Talk Radio. So today is kind of interesting. It's been a crazy day. I don't know. Is anybody else having crazy days out there? I don't know. I know I am. I'm having all kinds of weird technical difficulty and... I don't know. It's so hot where I am here in Texas. I'm guessing it's probably so hot wherever you are as well. Seems to be a lot of this hotness going around. Anyways, so today, I'm not sure exactly what today is going to be. I have a friend, Miss Walker, who is trying to call into the show from Spain, and I don't know, that's not working. Anyway, so he may show up later sometime, and he may not, but anyways, I really hope he does, because he's definitely a good friend and a fun person to talk to. And but anyways, I can kind of talk about what I was going to talk to him about and to you about anyways. So we'll get it covered anyways. And let me tell you, so today's, it's kind of bizarre. It is a different kind of topic, and one that I'm calling angel tracks. And you may be thinking, what in the world are angel tracks? And let me tell you, it's what I am calling evidence that we find left behind by angelic encounters, angelic appearances, that kind of stuff. And, you know, I thought angel tracks, sort of like footprint tracks, would be a good way to kind of think of it. You know, it's kind of like when, you know, I was thinking of like hunting for Bigfoot when they leave tracks in the forest. Not that they really do leave tracks in the forest on any of the episodes I've watched, but I thought it's kind of the same thing. And so what I mean by that, you know, evidence left behind, well, what might that be? Well, let me go back to the beginning of how this idea came about for me. You know, we talk about angels a lot on a lot of different shows on this network and many networks in the metaphysical and spiritual communities. Angels are a big topic, and usually the discussion revolves around getting messages from them and how we might connect to them, and you know, all that kind of good stuff. And that's really been really helpful to me, and I'm sure helpful to many of you that are listening today or later in archive. But you know, about, I want to say back, way, way back in 2015, I had this experience that made me think of this idea of evidence left behind from angelic encounters. And I posted, I don't know how many of you are following along in the chat room that we have here on psychictalk.net/live. We can look at the chat room there. I think I'm the only one there right now. But anyways, I posted a link to the blog post that I did for today's show. And even after the show's over or later on, you know, go check that blog post out, because that's where you can see the pictures of what I'm talking about. The evidence. This is all I got right now so far, and I'm hoping that, you know, as time goes by, you know, I'll acquire more evidence of angels getting involved with us here on the earth plane. But I posted the two pictures that I do have, and one of them is from my friend Miss Walker, and the other is a picture that I took myself of myself. So it's an angel selfie, kind of, an angel track selfie. But what happened was, so back in 2015, I had, and this is peculiar to say, but I had a spontaneous angelic healing. And you might think, what is that? Let me explain. So what happened was actually going even further back to January 2013, when my husband and I were involved in a terrible car wreck and we sustained a lot of different injuries. And I spent 2 years, physical therapy, doctor's appointment, chiropractor, you name it, you know, getting adjustments, getting injections, all this kind of stuff to kind of put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And it took 2 years. And after 2 years of all this medical treatment, you know, gosh, you know, my healthcare professionals were incredibly helpful, and they really got me back in pretty good shape, except there were some lingering problems that I had, and one of them was extremely frustrating, and it involved my sacrum, and it was like a sacral shear, which, you know, I know now, but none of us knew that at the time, and nobody seemed to be able to fix it. So lots of painful injections, lots of adjustment, and still I could only stand for 15 minutes at a time before I'd need to sit down because my back would start giving out. And I found that really, really frustrating. And so back in 2015, it was actually January of 2015, and my son was visiting from California. And, you know, I wanted to go and do all kinds of stuff with him, and I was so frustrated that I couldn't seem to, you know, do a lot because I could only stand for 15 minutes at a time. And I'm sure a lot of you have had that experience of, like, you know, on the inside you're raring to go and go do stuff, but on the outside the body's like, not today. I can't do it that much, you know. So that's kind of where I was. And so I had this moment where I just, and I call it like a complete moment of surrender, you know, where I just finally, I just said, help me. And I really, you know, petitioned, I guess is the proper term, Archangel Raphael, the angel of healing, which I'd always kind of felt a connection to, like that was my favorite angel, the archangels that I learned about, and Michael as well. And there's a few others. Okay. Okay. I like a lot. I like all the angels if they're listening. I like you all. But Raphael was, felt special to me. And so I petitioned Archangel Raphael, you know, help me. And I didn't say how to help me or what to do, but I just felt like I poured my heart out to him. You know, I felt like he could see the whole situation, you know, from that angel eye perspective. And I just, you know, completely just collapsed in surrendering to that and asking for help. And you know, the funny thing about that was, you know, I did that, and then, you know, like we often say, like, you know, okay, you know, it's like once you put it out there, you know, just let it go, you know, let go and let God, right? And I'm like, okay. And I went to sleep. Now, this was something I did, this total surrender moment of petitioning to Archangel Raphael. I did this right before I went to sleep, you know, and I go to sleep. And then, you know, somewhere, I didn't have a clock handy, I would say in between the hours of 3 and 4 a.m., I had this experience. And this experience was of being, you know, I knew it was him. I knew it was Archangel Raphael. And he was instructing me on how to move my body, how to do these exercises. I can only describe them as being stretching exercises. And I just remember it was really strange. It was a series of stretches where I was pulling my leg way up and pushing it down, and he was telling me how to breathe as I did these movements and stretches, and it was, you know, back and forth with both legs, and I could not replicate it again if I wanted to right now. And, you know, I just 3-4 in the morning when you were in the middle of sleep, I mean, your defenses are pretty down. You're not questioning why or anything, and I was just doing it. I was just doing, following the voice I heard, following those instructions. And then, you know, after that was over, then I kind of woke up, for real. And I was like, wow, what? That was strange, you know. And I went to get up, you know, in my, you know, very difficult way back then of getting up, of like, you know, holding, you know, making sure I could like push myself off the bed. And I noticed that I didn't really have to push too hard. Like I could easily just pop up out of bed. That was different for me at that time. And I started walking, and I didn't feel that pain I had felt for 2 years in my sacrum, lower back. And I thought, man, that's really different. And I went in the kitchen, and you know, this was about 5:30 in the morning. And I was just like kind of testing it out, moving around, walking around, and noticed, wow, everything's kind of working here. And the thing about it that was so wild was, you know, I do all of that, and I noticed that I just felt like completely healed, you know, and it occurred to me, like, wait a minute, did this actually work? Did I not dream that? I did all those stretches, and I heard that voice, and it was Archangel Raphael, and now I'm better. And I was, like, thrilled to death, you know. So I'm, like, walking, you know, doing all this stuff, stretching around, you know, jumping for joy, you know. And let me tell you why, you know, let me throw in the caution of such an experience should somebody hear this and think, oh, you know, I'm in the same boat, or maybe I should do the same thing. You know, yeah, do it, you know, because, boy, howdy, it worked. But let me tell you the mistake I made at that time, because I think that's important too. And if I had had my thinking cap on, I probably wouldn't have made what I feel like is almost like a rookie mistake in a sense, because what happened was I was still thrilled with the lack of pain and the increased movement ability that I thought, okay, you know, it's only 5:30 in the morning, nobody else is up yet, I'll just turn the coffee pot on and, you know, I'll go lay down for a while. So after all of that, I go and lay down and I fell back asleep for a couple hours, right? Well, the next time when I tried to get up, not a problem. I got up, and then I get back to the kitchen, and I practically collapse in pain, can barely move. And, you know, got everybody up at that point and got some help. Luckily, we had a spare little wheelchair in the house. And, you know, I ended up being, you know, having to be wheeled around everywhere for 2 days after that happened. And then after those 2 days, the pain was completely gone again, and it just has not returned since 2015. So, you know, the reason I say I made a mistake there was because that part of my back had been locked up for so long, I probably should have taken it a little more easily, should have taken a little more care, should have kind of thought about it and maybe stretched them more and just kind of, you know, slowly let my body readjust to the new changes. And because I didn't do that, you know, it was, yeah, I couldn't move on my own for 2 days. It was not fun, but what's amazing is it's been better ever since. So thing that's interesting is, you know, oh, and I see Miss So from, oh, Sonia from France. Hi, Sonia, in the chat room. Yeah, and she says, I saw your blog. Wow, weird stuff. Yep. It's pretty weird stuff, isn't it? And again, you know, it's there's a picture of the bruise, right? So after this, no more pain at all, after those 2 days of not being able to move, after this angelic healing. And I get, you know, and I call this spontaneous angelic healing. And I guess it's not that spontaneous if you ask for it, right? But, you know, maybe I call it spontaneous because I wasn't fully expecting it. But what happened is, and this part's really strange, is that I had this bruise, this humongous, giganto bruise on my back for 6 months after this happened. Now, look, the bruise didn't hurt at all, right? But it looked like it hurt. And look, I showed this to my doctor. I showed this to my physical therapist. I showed this to my chiropractor. All my medical professionals who had been trying to fix the problem. The next, you know, I go in to see them and I'm like, problem's fixed. And they're like, wow, how did that happen? It's like, well, look at my back. And they're like, what the heck happened? Because they were like, holy crap, you know, I haven't seen anything. They literally said they hadn't seen anything like this, which I thought was pretty wild because, you know, they're medical professionals. Like, they've seen it all, right? You know, you would think, but they hadn't seen this. And the fact that it didn't hurt or anything and I was healed and this bruise lasted for 6 months. And when you look at it, I mean, I'm sorry. But, you know, and maybe it's just the way I am, but I cannot look at that bruise and not see an angel in the bruising, okay? I posted the picture. You see what you see. You know, let me know. I'd love to hear feedback. You know, I posted this on our Facebook group for psychictalk.net, Psychic Talk Radio on Facebook. You can go to the group and read the blog. You can see the link to the blog post, you know, and comment. I would love to hear your take on things. And also, if you've had similar experiences, I would love to hear about that too. Because here's my first angel track, the bruise on my very own back from getting this healing. And it just, I've never seen anything like it. Any of the doctors I showed it to never saw anything like it. And so that's just one thing, okay? So on to our next angel track here. And this is a picture that my friend who hasn't been able to call in, Miss Walker, we'll get him on sometime in the future then, and then we can talk about this in reverse. And maybe by then I'll have heard from some of you and have even more angel tracks to share and talk about. But the second angel track that I have, it's also in the same blog post as a picture of it, is this interesting picture of this door. And this was, my friend Miss Walker was on vacation in Israel. He went to Jerusalem. He went through the Stations of the Cross. And when he got to the station for Veronica's Veil, and I'll explain what that is in case you don't know, he took a picture of it. Now, if you look at the picture on my blog post, there you see the door, and you see this white, strange thing at the, you know, on the door. When he took the picture, and if you go in person to visit the Stations of the Cross, you're not going to see that white thing, right? He didn't see that white thing. But when he came back from vacation and was looking through his photos, he's like, what's this? He then sends me the photo and says, he didn't tell me anything about what it was or anything. It's like, what do you think of this? You know, I guess, you know, calling on my psychic powers. And, you know, to tell you the truth, he sends me the photo, like through Facebook Messenger. I look at the photo, and I didn't know what I was looking at, but I thought, you know, I didn't even think, the word seraphim, you know, is a seraph, that's a seraphim. And I didn't even know, like, why I would say that, you know. I mean, that's what happens when you're clairaudient, you know. You don't know why you're going to say the words you just heard. You know, you don't know what it means. You just blurt it out. You're like, okay, that's what I heard. But so I didn't know any of the context of it, right? Well, let me tell you, the context blew my mind once I did a little research. Because look, I'm not Catholic. I don't know all about the saints. I was baptized Roman Catholic twice. Long story. Didn't really take. I love the Pope, and I've been to the Vatican. I love the Vatican. I love the artwork at the Vatican and the whole Rome thing and pizza and stuff. But, yeah, you know, as far as really knowing a lot about the saints, I can't say that I do. I've, you know, watched some movies about different saints, the ones they made movies about, and thought, wow, you know, that's a tough gig, man. And Saint Veronica is interesting because it's like she's, you know, she's still in the Stations of the Cross, but there's some big thing in the church where I think only now the Eastern Orthodox Church still recognizes Saint Veronica. She does have a feast day that is, she's venerated more in the Eastern Orthodox Church than she is in the, you know, Catholic Church overall. And guess what? Her feast day is actually coming up on July 12th. Wild that we're talking about it today, right? What is today? Isn't today like, today's July 7th. So anyways, the Feast of Veronica, July 12th. Right around the corner next week. So, anywho, the reason I think this is so wild, like, I didn't even really remember Veronica. And because Veronica, the name Veronica, you're not going to find that in your Bible, New Testament thing. You know, and what happens is, you know, this is more of a Christian legend. And she's known as the woman who wipes Jesus's face with her veil. Then after that, the image of Jesus's face appeared on it. And it says here, I'm reading here, her name was later identified as Veronica by the apocryphal Acts of Pilate. The story was later elaborated on in the 11th century by adding that Christ gave her a portrait of himself on a cloth, which later she cured Emperor Tiberius with. So there's all this sort of stuff that, you know, comes up around the legend of Veronica and the veil. The veil was kind of like the Shroud of Turin before the Shroud of Turin was, and her story is celebrated in the sixth Station of the Cross. And the thing that's interesting is the name Veronica comes from the Latin vera, meaning true or truthful, and the Greek elkon, meaning image. The veil of Veronica was therefore largely regarded, especially in medieval times, as the quote-unquote true image, right? Which is a translation of vero icon. So Veronica wasn't even this woman with the veil's name, right? So dial it forward, you know, a bunch of years, and then we get to another saint that lived in the late 1700s, early 1800s, Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, who was a Roman Catholic Augustinian canonist, mystic, visionary, ecstatic, stigmatist as well. You know, got the nail marks and that kind of stuff. Well, anyways, so what's fascinating about Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich is that she was having visions of Saint Veronica, even though Veronica wasn't really her name. And according to Saint Anne Catherine, Veronica, the woman who actually, you know, had the veil and wiped Jesus' face, her name was actually Seraphia, spelled S-E-R-A-P-H-I-A. Change that last A to an M, and you have seraphim, the word that I heard when I saw the picture, seraphim, right? And the name of the mystery woman given in a vision to Blessed Anne Catherine was Seraphia, Seraphia, however you want to pronounce it. So is that crazy or what? So I hear the name Seraphim. And look, you know, so this woman, you know, the story's there, the legends are there about her. There doesn't seem to be, you know, that you have saints seeing her in visions and finding, you know, this, you're being told her real name is Seraphia or Seraphia. Yeah, and that's so closely spelled with Seraphim, the word that I heard, the picture of the Station of the Cross. I don't know about you folks, but man, that's a lot of peculiar, you know, coincidence, right? And so I have to say that I don't have a problem taking things even a step further out and posing the question. I don't claim to have any answers, but I happen to want to take it a step further and say maybe the woman with the veil wasn't really a woman. Maybe it was an angel. Maybe it was a seraphim. And maybe the reason that the church doesn't celebrate her as a saint officially anymore is because they don't want us to know that. Just saying that. We might have Mist Walker here. Let's see if we can try and patch him in. That would be cool. Let's see if that works. Give me a second, folks. Stand by. We're all standing by. Hello. Hello, hello. Is this working? Nope. Nothing yet. Okay, we'll keep trying to patch him through. And now my computer's going all weird. Looking at Sammy, while I'm looking at some of the comments in the chat room. Oh my gosh, me and Sonia are just having a blast in there. She's like, you know, that is really weird. She's teasing me about this. Yeah, it's strange, right? I don't have a problem saying like, whoa, this stuff is kind of bizarre. Kind of out there, kind of peculiar, right? But anyways, I don't know. I don't know if we're able to patch in Mist Walker. That would be terrific if we are, but I don't know. Hopefully he'll just show up. If he can, that would be great. Really looking forward to having him on. He's so fun to talk to. In the meantime, you know, it's the almost bottom of the hour, so while we're trying to get him online, it's a good time for me to take care of some business here on psychictalk.net and let you know what amazing shows you have to look forward to coming up. We are on the summer schedule right now, so, you know, it's a little bit different. You know, everybody's busy, we're busy, you're busy. A lot of people going on vacation, needing time to recharge, all that good stuff. And I think if you go to psychictalk.net/summer, you'll be able to get a feel for when you can tune into the shows coming up. And let me just, anyways, if you don't have your computer handy, just give you kind of an idea of what you can look forward to. And so this week we do have the Tarot Insider Show coming up on Wednesday, and Soul Sisters on Thursday. Angelic Realms will be on Monday the 16th. Wednesday, July 11th, A Journey Through the Tarot Minor Arcana. This week they're talking about the threes, Janet Boyer and Dax Carlisle are your hosts on that show. And Sue Schumacher and Anna Nula will be on Thursday, July 12th. Really interesting, talking about how can you understand the patterns of drama in your life, part one. So that should be good on Thursday, July 12th, and on Monday, July 16th, certified angel practitioner Sharona, by Sharona Repsiki, I think that's how you say it, I hope so, or Repsik, I can't tell, will be the angel practitioner in the Spotlight episode with Maria G. Moss and Dax Carlisle on Angelic Realms Radio. And again, you know, you can go to psychictalk.net/summer to see, you may want to see there. Ooh, and Miss Sonia, you know, I love this. So I do see a message in the chat room, and I think we have a call to online. So I'll tell you what, Sonia, I see that message. I'm gonna get back to you with that. But also, she's asking if there's any message for her from the other side. And you know, I don't call myself a medium, but okay, I think we'll give it a go anyways. I got my cards there. Okay. So wait, it looks like Miss Walker is here. Hello, Miss Walker. Come in, Miss Walker.
Hello there.
Hello.
First of all, I would like to thank Dax Carlisle for being a complete gentleman. And, like, I totally love him, and I don't know why I haven't met him before, but whatever.
Aw, he's wonderful.
Yeah, no, he's so adorable, and I love him, but, like, not in that way.
Right.
But anyway, but I still absolutely love him. He's adorable. So, like, what was the question? Who's the person that just called in? I want to know. She has a question.
It was a question in the chat room if there was any message for her from the other side.
Is it something from your father? Can I ask that question? Or it's a question from her father or for her father? Getting something about father figure.
I don't know. I'm looking to see if she's listening on the chat room there to see if she can answer that. I'll just say nope. She said nope.
Oh.
Nope on the father. Wow. That might be something else that you're picking up
well,
there.
Well, maybe it. I don't know. Like that's what I'm getting. I'm sorry.
Yeah, her dad's
like,
alive.
Like, I'm getting something. I mean, it's live, you guys. You have to understand that this is a live show, and, like, I'm getting father figure, like, it's very George Michael-esque.
Like the son's father
I'm
figure.
Excited. Yeah.
That's
but
funny.
I'm so excited to be on this show because, it's all about having fun.
Yes. Well, let me tell you. She just said her brother. Maybe it's her brother.
Yeah, but her,
anyways,
like...
Anyways, were you able
is
to,
she,
to hear it?
Where is she from? Is she...
France.
Like a South American? Oh. France.
She's in France.
Parlez-vous français?
I think her brother is in France, too. Okay, so let me just tell you, I don't know if you had a chance to listen into the show before you came on, but I did talk about the picture and what I thought of it that you showed me, the angel track of the Station of the Cross. And what I'm wondering is, you know, can you share a little bit about your experience? Like, from what I understood, it was just kind of like, you know, you were visiting, you know, the different stations kind of on vacation there, and you didn't notice anything until later on when you looked at your picture, right?
Yeah, you know what? You know, I'm going to be just quite honest here because I've seen a lot of, like, I've had a lot of pictures, and, like, I'm not a millennial. I'm 40 years old. I'm not from that generation, so I would say that, like, you know, I've done a lot of, like, real photography, like, with real cameras that are kind of janky. And then, like, when you take a picture, what you have is, like, a lot of water spots. And a lot of people say, okay, this water spot is an orb. This water spot is this. This water spot is that.
Right.
I took, you know, it wasn't with the digital camera. I can't deny that. Could have been a spider. I don't know. But I would say that, you know, I didn't see any. I don't know why a spider would be like that in that position,
So what you're saying is you couldn't find a way to explain it, right?
There's really no way to explain it. Obviously,
I know what you're saying about orbs.
Just,
you know, it's like people will see all kinds of orbs. This doesn't look like an orb though.
You know, I totally want to be a critic to all of these things. Like, I don't want to say, okay, oh, I saw a bubble, and that means that that's a ghost. No. I think that, you know what I'm saying? But seriously, I mean, we've had these conversations before. There's no way. I mean, you even mentioned, and that was the thing. Like, I showed this to people in my Facebook group. I showed this to people, many people, and they like, okay, maybe that's a gateway to another dimension, maybe blah blah blah. But the most interesting perspective was yours, was saying that it was a seraphim.
Yeah, but I didn't even know at the time why I would think that or why I said that. I mean, and to tell you the truth, it's like, what do we have to go on when we look at these angel things? We have these descriptions that have been around for centuries from the Bible or other, you know, holy texts or whatever, because so many different religions talk about angels. We have all this, you know, all these descriptions, but it's really hard a lot of times to really understand what that looked like. So I've never had a concept until that day of what a seraphim might even look like. And then after that, I heard the word, I thought, wow, this is, and then I thought, well, it has like the wings and stuff, but it's small, you know, like, I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't what I was expecting. And then I was like, whoa. And then when I found out that Veronica's name isn't really Veronica, Seraphia, which is like seraphim, what the heck? It's crazy. It's wild. It's an angel track.
But you're not giving our listeners the total story about the Veronicas where... the Station of the Cross, of where that was taken, was where Jesus had his feet washed by Veronica.
Yeah, she wiped his face, the veil, and that's why his face came
our,
up in the image. I went
through
the whole story with that. You know, I just didn't go through all the Stations of the Cross because, you know, it didn't happen. I never asked you, did anything happen at any of the other Stations of the Cross?
You know, what's strange is, like, there are a lot of people, like, even before I went to Israel, you know, like, my name is Jason Spillman. I mean, I don't mind saying that here. I mean, I don't mind saying that here, but, like, I don't want to, like, promote that as me because, like, I do different things. You know what I mean? So
We all do a lot of things. It's fine. It's fine.
No, that's all that I'm saying. Like, I'd rather be Miss Walker here and then Jason Spillman somewhere else. But like people think that I'm a Jewish boy. You know, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. I don't know. But where was I going with that? I don't know.
I don't know, but let me ask. I have a question for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanting to be clear, you know, because you travel a lot, you know. Did you happen to have any other thing like this ever happen to you? Like come up like in a photo of like the many trips that you take maybe afterwards, or you know, anything similar?
Not exactly like in pictures, because I think that it's a different type of photography now. But my mother has had some like fairy pictures that she's taken and elementals.
Mm.
But that showed up not on, like she's showed me. She's like, this is like a digital, you know, a digital image, and this is really weird. Anything weird like that? Not exactly. Not like that. No. But like just recently I was in Marseille. And I don't know, like Nate found this, I mean, I don't know if you're gonna show this image, but I don't know that it's important. But he found like the King of Hearts on the ground in Marseille. Like Marseille is the
card.
Place.
Right. Yeah.
The terror of Marseille,
well, one of our
know?
Listeners is in France. She's like, yes, Marseille. So he finds a playing card on the ground that's the King of Hearts.
Yes. And then I had this dream. Well, you know that I'm a big dream guy. So
yes.
I have this dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this dream about 4 years, like to become the King of Hearts.
In the dream,
it was
kind of
strange. Well, I just think that was like Nate's like, here, like he found it on the ground, and he's like, this is for you. And he just like gave it to me and said, this is for you. You're going to be the King of Hearts, you know? And then like
wow.
I had this dream about four, you know, but you know,
the
like four with King, you know, but also like four really like suits a King, because that's the number of like stability and, you know what I'm saying, right?
The number four, the Emperor card, you mean?
Well, yeah, like the Emperor, like four. You know that. You know how I hate five. Like, you know how I like. I'm just like, ugh, five. So,
I hate five too. That is crazy. But that's well. So that is sort of like you know, a synchronicity, and, you know, maybe that card just randomly being on the ground. You know, that's the thing. These things aren't really so random, right? You know?
No, it's not random. It's something that, you know, it's something that
it's
calls you and says, this is a sign for you, for, you know, maybe only for you, or maybe for just a small group of people that, you know, you get a sign, and it's automatic. You know, you can't judge. I mean, you can't predict these things. You can't judge these things. It's
yeah.
so cool. I mean, it's amazing.
Are we
going to take any callers, or can I take callers now?
Yeah. Let me see.
Can I speak?
Do we have?
I want. Do you have any?
Do we have any calls?
Callers.
Let's see. Let's see. Do we have any? Hang on one second. Stand by, everybody. Do we have any callers? Let's see. And
maybe
I'm checking right now with the switchboard.
I'm not sure
yes,
that
we
they...
do. Okay.
Okay.
We do have one. Hold on. Stand by. All right. So let's take our first call here. Caller, are you there? Hello, you're on Mystical Musings. Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Hello. I don't. Maybe they're not there.
It's a guy.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Okay, caller, hello, are you there? You're on the air.
Oh, hi, this is Christine.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Christine.
Good, how are you guys?
We are doing great here.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
All right, okay. Long Island. Did you have something you wanted, some thoughts on today's show, or did you want to
I'm really enjoying it. I'm all with the angels, and I'm all with the guides, and I do believe our relatives visit us, and I have orbs that in my mind are one of my relatives times they visited, and I have them in orbs. And actually, I honed in on it with the camera, blew them up, and you can visibly see faces. So
wow.
If you ever wanted me to share that with you, I would. And I just think it's just a beautiful experience.
Isn't it wonderful?
Sorry,
it really is.
Again, love? What was your name again?
It's Christine.
Christine.
Okay.
Yeah, that is okay. So cool. And so you can blow up the pictures and see faces. I would love for you to share that on our Facebook group because I have to tell you, I was a bit nervous about doing this topic because I'm like, it's so strange. I don't hear anybody else talking about this. But come on. I can't be the only one this is happening to. And Jason can't be the – Miss Walker, Jason can't be the only one it's happening to either. So I'm so glad.
Yeah.
It happens. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, but I'm just, Christine, I'm saying that, there are so many frauds out there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And when I remember it was on my daughter's camera, and I said, this is just the camera. Let's see. Just use another. It was on her phone. It was her phone camera. And then, sure enough, just throughout the months, and it was always around my new granddaughter.
Wow.
And it was just it was just always around the baby. Always the orbs, always around the baby. And it would be the same type orbs that you'd see on those shows. They would go near the person and then go away or stay next. Same thing. And I said, I've got to check this out. And I know, and I'm not going to probably, tell just anybody because they would feel the same way about me. They'd be like, oh, come on, that's just your camera. That's,
it's tricky. Serious. But the thing is that if it's like with a new camera, that's you're not going to have any faults with that, Christine.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I have a photographer brother-in-law. He's like, no, that's blah, blah, blah. that's the blah, 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 that technical stuff. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Do I totally believe it myself? Maybe it's makes me feel good, what I see. But I do show people in my in a close circle, and they are amazed, and they can believe it or they can't. But, it's still a beautiful experience for me. I still think either way it's a message from the other side.
Yeah, and I tend to agree with that. I forget who said it, but one of my favorite sayings is, your doubt doesn't change my truth,
Yeah, yeah, and your doubt doesn't change my beliefs, yeah.
Exactly, because it's like we know what we know when we know it, right?
It was so obvious, or I wouldn't even have seen it. There's so many things people don't even see, but I saw it because I was supposed to.
Exactly. Just like Jason's, card on the street in Marseille and the angel showing up in the picture and the angel in my bruise of all things. We needed... we need to know, and that's why we're shown, right?
And we all wish it would happen to us. We're wishing. But you know what? When it's supposed to happen, it will, and then you'll see it. They're not going to go dancing around doing these things for no reason. That was a big reason my mom did that. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you show the Angel Brews?
Yes, I did.
No,
I blogged about it. I know. It's so weird. And my husband was like, wait, picture of your bruise, you're really going to post that? And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Anyways, thanks so much for calling in, Christine. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Would I be able to ask a question?
I love you, Christina.
Sure.
Thank you so much. My daughter has been devastated by a bad breakup. Do you see them getting back together? My daughter, Deanna and Paul. Any future for them, or can I just help her to move on instead of giving her any, you know, I want to lead her. That's what I'm trying to say. Support her in whichever way it's supposed to go.
Yeah,
you know, five of swords, is a bad breakup. Seven of swords, seven of pentacles. I feel like, just let me throw this out there real quick, and then we'll see what Jason has to say. You know, the parts that I'm getting with this, the Empress card is underneath. I think you need to be there to help her to heal through this. I think that she could end up waiting a long time for things to get back to where they would really work into a healthy relationship with her. Seven of Swords coming up over everything. Did she feel like he wasn't honest with her or something?
I think he had a two-sided type personality, and there were things that maybe bothered him that he should have been more upfront, or maybe not have been, let's get married, but yet I'm not sure.
Exactly. Just, you know, come out, be open, be honest, be forthcoming.
Yeah.
And that shows like that's part of the problem with why it didn't work out. But, yeah, I would help her to heal. Look, if it's supposed to happen, it will happen, but I'm not getting any clear sign that this is getting back on track anytime soon.
Okay.
Okay,
that's good for me to, you know, focus on.
Jason, what were you getting?
This guy's name is Paul, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm getting from Paul is that he's a bit self-centered. I get that he is more concerned with himself and his buddies than your daughter. And that, I think that she needs to move on because I see a better guy in the future. Like, I seriously do see that. So,
that's wonderful.
I think that, but also I want to say something about, you because I think that you're a little bit too, you guard her so much. Maybe you're over-parenting a little bit. Do you see that or no? I don't want to say that because I do.
I appreciate that. I do, and I guess I should back off because it's actually good for her.
Yeah.
And she'll heal
me
then, basically, as much as I think she does.
Give her a little bit of room, but, actually, express your love whenever you can. I think that she would appreciate that more than your over-parenting.
Okay. Okay, yeah, she is 26.
Wow, well, thanks.
So,
that's amazing, Jason. And I hope that helps you. We're almost running out of time on the show. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry.
I appreciate it, and I loved talking to you both, and I thank you so much. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye. Wow, that was what a great reading.
She is so amazing. I love Christina. She's such an amazing soul. And she's such a great mom, I know.
Yeah, and it's tough. It's tough when they get older and they start dating. And it's so tough when your kid gets their heart broken. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how we survived that.
I'm so excited to do another caller if we can. Or do we have time or no? Dax has to go to a meeting.
Yes, and we are almost out of time here, but so I'm going to say thank you for coming on. I'm sorry that there was so much technical difficulty at the beginning, but I'm so glad you were able to come on the show today. This was so much fun. We got to have you on again. Thank you so much, Ms. Walker, Jason.
Thank you so much. Like, it was so much fun to, like, actually take a call and do that reading. It was so cool. And, like, I hope that I helped Christina, because I hope that, like, at least, like, she has something that she took from this. I don't know. That was the coolest part about it.
No, it was so awesome. And we'll have to have you on again where maybe we'll just do an open line show and just talk to callers. But Anyway, thanks for coming on today.
You know that I always correct you on that.
I know. I did that on purpose to drive you crazy. It's anyway, people, not anyways. Anyways. So thanks for coming on, and we'll have you
Thank
on
you
again.
So much.
Take care.
I'll talk to you. I guess I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that was so cool. And if I didn't get to your calls today because we quickly ran out of time, I don't know. I've been, like I said, all this weird technical difficulty this week. Before we go, just have a last couple minutes here. I did want to talk about our stone of the month, which is selectite. And I posted a picture of that as well on the blog post, which you can find on psychictalk.net/some stuff. And any other readings that you need, you know, remember to go to psychictalk.net/summer to look at when we have shows on. Everybody, almost every one of those shows takes your call. So I'm sure if I didn't get to you, one of our other great hosts will be able to address your questions that you may have. So quickly, I wanted to talk about this Stone of the Month celestite connected to angels. That's why it's the Stone of this month, since we're talking about angels this month. And beautiful blue stone. Wonderful for connecting with the throat chakra, helping you to lovingly, gently, it's a gentle stone, express yourself, speak your truth, all of those things. Please, you know, take a look at celestite and pick up a piece if you can, because it is great to use as a focal point when trying to connect with the angelic realm. You can put it, you know, above your crown chakra. It can help you open what they call the eighth chakra, the soul star chakra, which is a source of connecting with the divine and also useful for ascension, and also using it to connect with your spirit guides and guardian angels. So that's about it for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. I loved having you guys here, everybody that could be here. Thank you, Miss Sonia, for hanging out with us in the chat room. And please, I know that you still have different questions about health and about different things, so please make sure you tune in to one of the other shows this week. Go to psychictalk.net/summer to see when they are. And I love you all, and I hope that you all, whether you're listening now or in archive, have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.